Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting second. The left fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting third. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Andy Reese. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Shanti Hagen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Benton. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Benton. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting second. The shortstop, Clyde Beck. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Schult. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sheriff Blake. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Sheriff Blake. And now, play ball. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm can't make a play. That's a base hit. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom bunts towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. Welsh moves to second. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a pop-up towards short. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler takes first base on ball four. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Hagen and he is out, Jackson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Wilson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. Schultz drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Benton out. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 1 in the game. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Welsh hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schultz for the out. One out. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hagen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 0 in the game. Lindstrom hits a line drive towards third. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ott for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 1 in the game. Beck hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lindstrom. Hornsby moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hagen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 0-for-2 in the game. Roush hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Welsh hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Roush. The throw from Schultz and he is out, Hornsby applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 0-for-1 in the game. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-2 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler. Lindstrom reaches second base with a double. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-2 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lindstrom moves to third. Pat Crawford pinch hits for Andy Reese. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lindstrom scores. Terry moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry scores. Crawford moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Freddie Leach pinch hits for Shanti Hagen. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crawford scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 3-0, Giants. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-2 in the game. Benton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Rausch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. There goes Leach trying to get to third. Wilson throws the ball into McMillan, who tags Leach for the out. It's 4-0, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Cohen now playing second base. Bob O'Farrell now catching. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Van Groen now pitching. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Welsh hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-3 in the game. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Terry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-2 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Welsh. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-2 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stevenson moves to third. One out. Cliff Hethcutt pinch hits for Johnny Schult. Cliff Hethcutt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hethcutt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and has Stevenson trapped. Benton throws to third, and Lindstrom tags Stevenson for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Moore pinch hits for Mike Van Groen. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Earl Grace now catching. Trader Horn now pitching. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-3 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Giants. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-3 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kyler strikes out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.